From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama says he will continue to address the issue of health care until Congress passes overhaul bills, and he's urging members to complete their work by the August recess. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
President Obama praised the House, where on Tuesday, Democrats unveiled their $1 trillion plan to expand coverage over 10 years. And he applauded the Senate Help Committee, which has now passed its health care overhaul.
It's a plan that was debated for more than 50 hours, and that, by the way, includes 160 Republican amendments.
But what the president didn't say is that the plan was passed out of committee with zero Republican votes, which could be viewed as an unhopeful sign for bipartisanship. The Senate Finance Committee is still struggling to come up with a plan that can get Republican votes, and its chairman, Max Baucus, says he's not sure if he can get a bill passed in time to meet the president's deadline. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Three House committees are to take up health care overhaul today. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor returns to the Senate Judiciary Committee for what's expected to be her fourth and final day on the witness stand today. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Sotomayor testified for another 7 hours yesterday. On the surface, she appeared in command, even sphinx-like. But friends say that as the hours wear on, her broken ankle becomes painfully swollen. And since the nominee has diabetes, there are short breaks every 2 hours or so to allow her time to check her blood sugar and give herself insulin shots if necessary. The White House strategy for these hearings is to slavishly follow the script established by the Bush administration for its two nominees, namely to show the nominee as knowledgeable, but to take no risks. With that in mind, the nominee minimizes any previous controversial utterance, promises to follow the law, and demurs when asked a substantive question on the grounds that the issue might come before the court in the future. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Astronauts on Space Shuttle Endeavour are now in their first full day in space. Yesterday's launch went smoothly, but NASA is now investigating the possibility of damage to the shuttle after pieces of foam insulation came off the external fuel tank as the shuttle roared through the atmosphere into space. NASA says at least 10 chunks of foam came off the fuel tank, and officials think 6 of them could have damaged the shuttle's heat tiles and shields. NASA's been using a video to see at least part of what happened. Here's a NASA spokesman, Bill Gerstenmaier.
There are probably 2 or 3 hits that you'll see in the video.
Today, astronauts will examine the shuttle's tiles with cameras and lasers, and the International Space Station crew will photograph the shuttle's belly tiles as the shuttle approaches to dock at the station. Stock prices in Asia jumped today on the report of strong economic growth in China and some positive earnings reports from U.S. companies. This is NPR News. A new Pentagon report says U.S. troops are dying at what is called an alarming rate in Afghanistan as anti-Taliban offensives continue. A Pentagon spokesman says 27 U.S. troops died in Afghanistan in July and 17 coalition troops. But he says Defense Secretary Robert Gates is encouraged so far by the military operation underway in Afghanistan's Helmand province. He says U.S. forces have generally been welcomed by local residents. Apple just took a little sizzle away from one of the newest competitors to its iPhone. The latest version of iTunes software will no longer allow the Palm Pre to sync with the iTunes music library. The move could help intensify antitrust accusations against Apple. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The Palm Pre was praised when it came out earlier this summer, and it's been seen as a potentially serious threat to iPhone dominance of the smartphone market. One of its convenient features was its ability to sync with the iTunes music library without any extra software or hardware assistance. Not anymore. The latest version of iTunes will block this feature. In a written statement, Apple's Tom Neumeier said the new software fixes a number of bugs. He goes on to say that it disables devices falsely pretending to be iPods. This latest decision to get tough with competitors could give ammunition to critics who say that the iTunes iPod ecosystem is a monopoly that needs to be broken up unless a real competitor emerges. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
The world's leading cell phone maker, Nokia of Finland, says its earnings fell by 2/3 in the second quarter of this year from a year before. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.